on a more positive note, I've got Lisa Garrity in the studio with me. Lisa Garrity.
Hello.
Garrity!
Garrity.
How are you going, Lisa?
Good, thank you.
Well, welcome back to the show. You've been down here before on a Saturday morning.
A few times.
Yeah. So
always flogging something to do with performing arts.
Well, that's we wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
So what's the story? We've got a new improv night. Is it a night or a club or what?
Yeah. Well, we've sort of come a long way, Waiheke Comedy, from giving stuff a go to getting more serious. That happened in August last year. We started bringing in professional coaches from Auckland, which cost us a fortune, but it's been really worth it. We've learnt more probably in, you know, 3 or 4 months than we have in 4 years. And what it's meant is that we as a show troupe can develop and do lots of very cool stuff, long form improv. We did a show last week and the audience loved the long form. It's you know, they're 30, 40, 50 minute improv. It's an improv, so right. It's all improvised, and it's a series of stories or 21 scenes that eventually have to all link together and complete a story. So it's, quite something. But we found that in this process there's a lot of people who want to do short-form improv, which are all the short-form improvised comedic games, Whose Line Is It Anyway, that sort of stuff. And we couldn't fit that into with our show team because we've got to really focus on just getting better and better and better and being able to move around the country with what we're doing. So we've started off this weekly improv gig, we've called it. We've now got a new Facebook page called Waiheke Improv, isn't it? I think it's Waiheke
Improv.
Well,
I'll tell you because I should know.
Just set it up yesterday.
you tell me all about this while I silently dig for the, the information. Hold on a minute.
So we set up this weekly jam. Oh, that's it. It's called Weekly. It's called Waiheke Improv Jam.
Oh, okay.
That's Waiheke Improv Jam.
That's on Facebook. Improv Jam.
Yeah, and these are on Thursday nights and at the Waiheke Resources Trust up in Onaroa, and it starts at 7 o'clock. Oh, it's just up with the bowling green is.
Oh, just up here.
Yeah. Right. Really lovely up there. Good space to work in. It's $10 and every week I put together a program with some focus, but it's not too heavy. So anyone that goes, what do you mean a program? It's also so that people can clip in and clip out.
And
our first one was last week, which was really cool. So I was a little bit nervous and even more nervous when there was around 4 or 5 people who contacted me that day and said, oh, we're not coming. I thought, oh my God, no one's going to be there. But there was 7 of us, and 3 of them were young guys that just sort of appeared from nowhere, and pretty much none of them had ever done improv, and they were really fun, and they did really well, and they listened, and they had a good time together. And some of these guys have tried lots of different stuff, and you know, but not in the performing arts realm. Really enjoyed it. So the feedback afterwards was quite something.
Oh well, that's. So what about the sort of usual improv crowd that used to do or probably still do the Tuesday nights? So, for instance, like
Last Laughs.
Yeah. Emma and Richard and people like that. Were they down
Lance
there?
Lance and Warwick. No. So they're part of the show troupe. So we meet on Wednesdays, and so we're the ones that are practicing with the professional coaches for long form and stuff like that. So we're kind of doing other stuff. And we will be looking to have people audition for the troupe later on the year. But those who are interested, these ones that are coming down on Thursday nights are not really necessarily wanting to do any show stuff. They kind of just want to give it a go, see if they love it. I suspect they will, pretty much guaranteed. But what happened on Thursday, I could see the look on everyone's faces afterwards, which, you know, I knew they would. They're just like buzzing because it's really supportive. And it's fun.
And how long does it go for?
7 o'clock till 9:15.
Oh, right, okay.
And, but they're meeting people they've never met. It's a really supportive environment, and it's just a lot of laughs, and people can just play be silly and have fun, but under a structure. And they felt safe, and I think that's the main thing, just to give it a go and see what they think. But, the response afterwards, like one of the guys was pointing to his head going, my brain feels this big, which was about four times the size of his brain.
Like you're kind of motioning like you've got an afro.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Imagine having a brain.
That's right. I'm
a brain afro.
That's right, a brain afro. But,
pretty clever.
Yeah, no, he loved it. And you know, I could see on their faces, their eyes were, you know, big, and they were like really excited. They enjoyed the workout, you know, in their brains and had so much fun with it. And three of them had never done it before at all, ever, and had no desire to do it, and just went, oh my God, I didn't know this is what it's like.
How many people turned up for that first
event? There were seven of us.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's a good turnout.
Oh, yeah, but I got a big, I'm going to have a big lot this Thursday because I've had a lot of people going, oh, you know, I'm coming. And I'm going, oh, okay. So I might get to the point where I'm going to have to start limiting numbers. Right.
Well,
but
hopefully I'll be down on the.
Yeah, we're just looking forward to it, John.
It depends on, you know what it's like. You've got kids.
Nah. Always put improv first. That means I have to eat bread and water for the for the week. I've always put improv first. I have to say it is addictive.
Yeah.
Once you've started it, you know, like after, I'm still buzzing a little bit myself from that Thursday night. It was so much fun, and I saw so, because people got different experiences and different views on stuff and how their mind works. Like one of the guys, you know, we do this thing like, what are you doing anyway? And you normally say things like, you know, painting the ceiling, making a cake, this sort of. And this guy's going, wrestling mice. And I'm like, wow, that's really cool. That's such a cool offer. Whose brain does that? And it's kind of cool to see how people's different brains work when they're, you know, they're doing that sort of stuff. It's just awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, cool. So more people this coming week, eh?
Yeah.
And 10 bucks a pop.
Yep, $10 a pop, or a 10 trip ticket for 90.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is very good, but it's not too heavy, but I do like to have a structure in place that those guys are learning stuff, because I want a situation that if there are people within there that want to learn, that they've actually learnt the fundamentals properly.
Right.
And that's what I did a lot of on Thursday, is that I've got a certain theme that I'm sticking to that day, and I reiterate it in different ways, and I pick games and warm-ups based on emphasising that skill I'm trying to get them to learn. So the first skill was about learning to listen to each other and look at each other and connect. So everything I did was around that. And so next week is about yes and. So yes, we'll do that. And why don't we go to? So as opposed to, as natural human beings, we've got a terrible habit of going, oh, no, I can't do that. Or no, I won't do that. Or you've got your own idea in your head as to how you want something to go, and you tend to push ahead that way, whereas you've got to learn an improv to go, yes, let's do that. And why don't we?
Right.
You know, something else.
So that's a kind of a tool you use.
It's a fundamental. It's the number one rule of improv. The other thing I went through with them, which was a little bit new for us, is we're really hot on having a code of conduct now. So we, in the first couple of years, and it's a thing we got into a habit of, a lot of us, well, actually mainly me, to be fair, of being a potty mouth, using a lot of sexual references, you know, being inappropriate. And a lot of it, when you're on your feet, you get a bit nervy, and sometimes you do say, well, in my case, I said lots of stupid stuff that you regret. But we got into the habit of doing it as a troupe until we went to the New Zealand Improv Festival and worked out that all the other troupes have a code of conduct that they agree upon. And so we've got a code of conduct now that we all use. So we avoid swearing if we can, although if it enhances the scene, we will. Yeah. We avoid sexual references.
Because you get a lot of kids at these
functions. We're getting a lot of high school kids coming along, and now we're getting, it's a little bit, so, but it does, actually it was surprisingly easy once we stuck that code of conduct in place and said, look, no racial or no discrimination whatsoever, you know, avoid just racial discrimination. Once we decided that we weren't going to do that, it was surprising how we actually stopped doing it.
It's not hard to. It's not a cheap laugh.
Well, we didn't think so. It was a cheap laugh, and it was a reaction that we had because we weren't using or kicking our brains in a place where we needed to. So now we just don't do it at all.
Right.
And I'm teaching the newbies that because I want them to learn that right from the start, that, hey, you can avoid it if you can. I mean, God, you know, a well-placed F word is, you know, fine.
Yeah.
In fact, highly recommended. But it is fine. But it is
literally
fine.
A well placed F word. It's fine. Fine.
That's right. Ah, it is funny. Because occasionally, it is funny though, when occasionally one does come up on stage and, you know, one of our colleagues are doing, and I go, oh, they said the F word or whatever. Gee. But, you know, it's very rare we do that now. Yeah, that's right.
F bomb. I remember the first time I heard the phrase F bomb, and you know, my mind sort of just wanders, and oh, it's the F bomb. But to me, it was pretty normal a word, you know.
Yeah,
it's quite common in parlance where I come from, and someone, oh, it's the F bomb, and I just had visions of like broken houses, and beams of wood, and because someone used a the F word. Maybe that's just my mind. It probably is, isn't it?
Oh, well,
the only person that thinks of the Blitz.
Yeah, exactly.
When someone says the F word.
Yeah.
F-bomb. Cool. So Thursdays.
Thursdays, right. 7 o'clock, Waiheke Rose Resources Centre.
What's that website? The Facebook again?
Yeah, if they want to go to Waiheke Improv Jam, it gives you more details there. Also has our email address if you want to ask me any questions.
Do you know what that is off the top of your head?
Yep, waihekecomedy@gmail.com. So very easy.
Cool.
And we have got a show coming up on our normal end of month show at the theatre. That's $10 to get in.
That's the last Tuesday in the month, isn't it?
Yeah, last Tuesday of the month, so it's March the 27th.
Just to be clear, I was coming, and we were coming. Me and my wife were coming to the Tuesday, right. And our babysitter let us down.
Yeah. No, well, it's and good, because our short form was a bit rubbish. It wasn't as good as we normally are, but our long form was really good.
We were really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And then, but we were stuck between a rock and a hard place, and I said, well, why don't you go? But I'd been working on the late shift, so I would have only got in after you'd started, I didn't want to get barracked as I walked to my seat.
Well, we've changed our sequence, our order of things a little bit, because we're getting a lot of offshore stand-up that want to come here.
Yeah.
A lot of them that have gone to the Classic and all around New Zealand, but they want to perform here.
Because
they've heard our audience is really good. So we're now starting those shows at 7 o'clock, not 7:30. So that's something I've got to start getting out quite,
because
otherwise they're not going to have an audience. So
So
that's March 27th, Last Laugh. And then we've got several shows in April. So it's all on.
Yeah.
We've got a big program this year because we want to do some really cool costumed improv shows.
Yeah.
Two night shows that are, you know, like improvised Dracula and things like that. It's going to be really quite cool. So we've got really big plans this year.
Well, one last thing is, I know I've told you this outside the supermarket, but I haven't really had a chance, and I hope that some of the other participants are listening. But I don't get out much because of the babysitter issue. But I came down with my wife to watch the Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
And it was magic. I got to tell you, I love that story. What a great job. And everyone was just so good in it. And I loved it. Yeah,
it was gotta fun. Tell
you. Oh, it was magic. I think I was on the last night that we came down. So,
It was just
a Saturday night, I think.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was such a good night. I really enjoyed it.
Stephanie's incredibly talented.
Which one was which?
Stephanie's
one?
The director.
Right.
So she's done The Witches, Christmas Carol, and. I should remember. Vicar of Dibley.
Right.
Yeah. And she's got a very good... I mean, we've got very talented directors on the side, but I've done three plays with her and she's... No, that's a lie. I've done two plays with her.
That was very good.
Very good.
Yeah. I thought everyone was really good. I thought the Scrooge guy, character...
Oh, yeah, John Brown.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he's awesome,
is he professional?
Yeah. And the...
The singer?
No, the MC. The singer was Jean.
What a beautiful voice.
Yeah, like, I know.
Voice of an
angel.
That was all of it. Was just so good.
Was it?
Yeah, we all came away from it like... Normally when I go out, my feet start tapping. I get restless leg syndrome. I don't know whether you get that. Like river dancing, sitting there.
No,
on a plane, really. Start river dancing. But that didn't happen this time.
Now, you know what I do? I start creating menus in my mind for the following week. Oh, I might make them a tiramisu salata this week. And, that's right. I'm supposed to be watching the play. It's not true. I never do that. Never do that.
Yep. Yeah.
I do, actually.
Yeah, I do it all the time. I can't help myself. It's like it's inbuilt. Anyway, I better crack on with the show, but thanks for coming down.
Thank you.
And, if you fancy, you fancy a bit of improv, then get down on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. To the Waiheke
Resource Centre.
Yeah. All right, cool. I'll play a song here, I guess. Hopefully it's a bit better than that Blur one that got past me earlier. This is Kendrick Lamar. I've heard he's a big shot. And the song's called Big Shots. Hey, do you like the link? All right, here we go. This is Waiheke Radio.